Hello, it is Thursday the 14th of March 2013 and the time is 9:30 in the morning. Well, it was a bit of an eventful day yesterday and I think I left the last recording, I was actually at the hospital. When I got back, our friend had already gone in for an x-ray, but it still took 4 hours before from sort of getting there to leaving. We left about 8:30 in the evening in the end. And it's the usual thing of once the x-ray's done, the doctor's got to see it and someone's got to decide what to do, etc., etc., etc. But the actual fall that she had, or the slip that she had, didn't really look too serious. But she was obviously in a lot of pain. And it turns out that she's broken her wrist, which is unbelievable because I see her slip and you just think, God, you know, that you wouldn't have thought that any bones would have been broken. But the wrist is broken. So what they've done is they've given her painkillers and put it in a cast, or like, you know, a cast just up to the sort of forearm, and she's got to go back next Wednesday where they're going to assess it and it might have to be pinned. So it's quite a nasty break, and no wonder she was in a lot of pain. But it's just amazing that it was that it would cause that much damage. They seem to think that as she fell, she put her hand out obviously to save herself, which is a natural reaction, and she sort of, the fingers were the things that supported or tried to support her fall or break her fall first, and the jar in effect run up through the bones, I guess, and then broke the wrist. So quite an eventful day. We got back here, I suppose it was just after 9 o'clock by the time we got back, but we was there for 4 hours, and although she went in pretty quick, you know, it still takes a long time. The facilities there were pretty good, and there is a proper cafeteria just opposite where we spent most of the time, because when we first got there, Shirley and Rose were sort of waiting inside, but I sort of in the the emergency, but it's sort of like outpatients, I suppose. I was out in the sunshine, and it was lovely and warm, and they're doing a lot of alterations there and fixing this and fixing that, so it wasn't, there's not a lot you could do, just wait. But as the sun set, it was getting a bit chilly, so we had quite a few cups of coffee in the day as it was, and you didn't think, more coffee, but we went in and had a cup of coffee, and I had a cake, actually. No, I didn't, I had a samosa. There was a samosa sitting there in the display cabinet, so I had that instead. And it was a nice cafeteria. It was obviously warm, a lot warmer than outside. And they had lots of stuff. They had hot dishes of all sorts, so you could have a meal in there if you wanted to, and right down to just a chocolate bar or a packet of biscuits. And it's open 24 hours, so it doesn't matter what time of day or night you get there. You can always get yourself a hot drink or a cold drink, whatever. The parking, as I say, was totally free. There was no charge for the parking, and it was good. Yeah, I mean it was fairly simple. I mean, like I say, the waiting around in hospitals is a dead cert, really, I guess. But you got no choice. That's the way it is, and you just have to sort of bide your time. There is security, as there is in all the hospitals in Portugal. You cannot go in past the security without identification. Shirley went in to see Heather because obviously she was, you know, she was stuck here on her own, and she spoke to the guy on the sort of gate, you know, who just guards the entrance, really, and he gave her like a pass, which she would take in, like, you know. So there's plenty of security. You just can't wander in and out of the place without any sort of say-so. Right, I'm running out of time. I'll say bye for now.